43 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, 23rd day of December. Today, you know what today is, James?
We are 3 days away from Christmas, 2 days away from Christmas.
Well, yeah, that's pretty good guess there. We're Festivus Day today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Commercialism of Christmas got you down, not feeling the holiday spirit. Festivus for the rest of us. That was made famous by that 1997 Seinfeld episode, yeah, in which George's father explains the alternative holiday. Then the whole thing has just taken on a life of its own.
Yes, it has.
Since then. So that's today is Festivus, if you will. Today is Human Light Day. It's a secular holiday celebrated by humanists and free thinkers to honor positive human values like reason, compassion, hope, and humanity, providing a non-religious alternative during the winter holiday season. So today is Human Light Day. Today is Operation Santa Paws.
Okay.
Donate essentials like supplies, toys, and treats, and funds to the animal shelter.
Sure.
They're going to be on Public Pulse today, too. So.
Animal Shelter
on Public Pulse. Today is Christmas Movie Marathon Day. Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay.
No, there's not a lot of. And then you start getting into the conversation of what is a Christmas? Like, are we watching Die Hard?
That always comes up every year. Is Die Hard a true Christmas movie? I really don't care. It's a movie. Watch it at Christmas or don't. I don't care. Doesn't matter. If you want to watch it during Christmas, you can watch it during Christmas. It's fine. It doesn't matter. They bring it up all the time. It's just like, geez. Write a business plan day.
Sure.
There you go.
Nice and easy. Go ahead and do that.
There you go. Write a friend day.
Okay. Sure.
All right. Yeah. Roots day.
Okay.
Your roots.
Right.
Not your roots of your head. Your roots.
I figured.
Okay. Bake day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
A lot of that going on here.
Yeah, there is. Susan Lucci's birthday today. She's an actress. She turned 79. If you grew up like I did, it was always on during the lunch hour when we were farming, you know, because I grew up on a farm. Come in for lunch, and All My Children was always on. And Susan Lucci was Erica Kane, and she is 79 today. She was nominated like 20-some times for a daytime Emmy and only won once.
Yeah, a lot of those...
All My Children. They should call it All My Great-Great-Grandchildren.
A lot of those soap operas, they get nominated for a bunch of Emmys.
Being 79, she should do All My Great-Grandchildren today. 1783, George Washington resigns as the U.S. Army's commander-in-chief and retired to his home, Mount Vernon, Virginia.
Okay.
On this date.
And still go there.
1788, yes, Maryland votes to give up that 100-square-mile area for the seat of the national government. Two-thirds of the area became the District of Columbia in 1788.
Mm-hmm.
1823, getting some good history here. Clement Moore's poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, is published in the Troy, New York Sentinel on this date. 1893, the opera Hansel and Gretel is first performed in Germany. There you go. Do we have a winner?
Probably not.
No. Last night. Jackpot over $1.7 billion. Get about $733 million of that before taxes. So you got to take about a 50% split on that. So $1.7 billion turns into about $300 and some million.
Wow.
What a rip. go for the annuity, James.
Yeah.
Although people say don't do that.
No, I'm going for lump sum.
I'd probably do the lump sum, too.
I got no guarantee I'm going to live for another, whatever, 30 years.
Right. Well, you can pass
take
it
a lump
your,
sum now.
You can pass it on to your kids.
Yeah, but does it continue? The annuity continue even after you die?
You know, I think it might. I don't know. Good question, though. Have you seen the Chiefs made a pretty big announcement? Monday, relocating across the Kansas-Missouri border. $3 billion. Oh, they're going to dome it. Stadium.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. When it comes to a lot of these stadium relocations or stadium buildings, it's a lot of posturing until it actually happens.
Right.
This is how it always goes. We're going to move. You don't do this. And then...
Even though how nice it is to sit in a comfortable 72 degrees, 68 degrees right. stadium, there's something about being outside in the cold and the snow, man. That's football.
I mean, tell that to the people that are throwing the ball around, though.
I know.
Like, oh, put me in a dome and I'll be happy.
I know.
But, again, we'll see if it happens.
The team's talked about moving for a lot of years. Negotiation with people has taken place on both sides. The final step was taken Monday. Kansas top lawmakers unanimously approved a bond package to pay for most of the stadium. Wow.
I believe it when I see it. When the shovel hits the ground, that's when I'll be like, okay, they're doing it.
Chiefs have played in Missouri since 1963 and at Arrowhead Stadium since 1972.
Think of how long we heard about the Oakland Raiders wanting to leave.
I know.
Just
right
for 30
True
years.
And then, you're right.
And then finally they did it, but it was finally, forever.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Hey, speaking of dog and cat shelters, in the aftermath of 2024's Hurricane Helene,
mm-hmm.
which wreaked havoc across the southeast, one family found a little silver lining. Their cat, Gabby. Gabby's been missing for 443 days.
Whoa.
Found her.
Wow.
Microchipped.
Cool.
Brought into a shelter. Back to her family.
That's why you...
That's cool.
That's why you microchip.
That's cool, huh? All right, so we're going to take a much-needed break, James, tomorrow for the rest of the week. And so you and I won't be having our show tomorrow.
Right.
So wish you a Merry Christmas, my friend.
Yeah, you as well.
And so we're going to do a little Christmas tradition here, right?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Why we celebrate Christmas on the 25th?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, the reason Christmas lands on this date is a bit of a mystery. The Bible doesn't specify the date of Jesus Christ's birth, and early Christmas debated the topic for years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite sure. Now, why do we bake cookies?
Because they taste good.
Right. Well, that's a good one.
Rule number one.
Ancient people gathered around the winter solstice to feast before cold weather wiped out their crops. So the bakers brought out expensive ingredients like butter, lard, and sugar for festive occasions.
Hmm.
And the result? Delicious cookies
yeah.
to share.
I had no idea.
I know. Why do we put up a Christmas tree? Pagans displayed the branches as a reminder that spring would come again. Romans placed them around temples to honor Saturn, the god of agriculture. German Christians brought trees inside their homes as a symbol of everlasting life.
Interesting.
Yeah. Why do we put up lights? Martin Luther is said to be the first person to put lights on a Christmas tree. Legend has it that he was walking through a forest one night and was moved by the beautiful stars shining through the trees and said, should put lights up.
Interesting.
I know. Why do we build a snowman? The first documented snowman.
Because of the movie.
I know, right? The first documented snowman. I didn't know they had to be documented, but we have a documented snowman.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
He appeared in 1380.
Wow.
Yeah. But probably been making man snowmen for long before that, though. They were especially popular during the Middle Ages when many lacked the proper resources or outlets for artistic expressions. So instead of trying to find art supplies, which were a little difficult in 1380, they turned to the snow.
Well, okay.
Michelangelo was commissioned to build a snowman for the ruler of Florence.
Okay, I didn't know that. Wow, that's, man, easy money there for Michael.
Michelangelo. Yeah, I want you to build me a snowman, Michelangelo. Yeah. I know you've done a few other things, but I really need a snowman.
Hey, we heard your back is hurting from making the Sistine Chapel. Got an easy job for
you. Got one for you here. Got some snow. Make me a snowman. I made a snowman this last weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. With the grandkids. I'm pretty imaginative with my snowman, though. Make it really creative, you know? Let the kids get in.
Some people get into it with the gingerbread houses, and you're right. Like, no, I do the snowman.
Right. Okay, why do we drink eggnog? Eggnog doesn't seem like a particularly elite drink, but it was. British aristocrats came up with this creamy concoction as a warm winter drink and added brandy and sherry to keep it from spoiling. Because the ingredients were so expensive, only the wealthy could afford to drink it.
I'm not an eggnog guy. I used to be. I can take a couple. Like if I get a glass of it, a 6-ounce glass, I'll take a couple sips and then I'm like, all right, I'm full.
When it was made, made its way to the America colonies in the 1700s, colonists subbed the pricey liquors for rum. At the time, rum was also called grog. So bartenders named the drink egg and grog. Later, it became eggnog after the wooden noggin mugs the drink was served in. Wow. We're learning all kinds of stuff today, aren't we, huh?
Kidding.
Eggnog. Drink it in a wooden noggin mug. I like it. Hey, why do we leave milk and cookies for Santa?
Because he's hungry.
Yes. During Yule season, children left out food at night in hopes of getting presents from different white bearded guy they called Odin, the all-powerful Norse god,
right,
who traveled on his 8-legged horse.
Yeah.
The American custom we know today started during the Great Depression. Parents used it as a way to teach their kids that even when money was tight, they still had to be considerate of others and show gratitude for the blessings in their lives. That's way cool. That's cool. Why do we kiss under the mistletoe?
No idea.
No idea,
again,
right?
Yeah.
Norse mythology creeps into the Christmas tradition there. According to the legend, the gods used mistletoe to resurrect Odin's son, Baldur. So Baldur's mother.
Frigg, yeah.
Yeah. Dang. You knew that. That's amazing you didn't know that. The goddess of love.
Mm-hmm.
She was the goddess of love. Made the plant a symbol of love and vowed to kiss anyone who passed under it. All right. Why do we sing Christmas carols? Christmas began.
Odin told us to.
Because Odin told us to. When Christmas began replacing pagan winter festivals with Christmas, bishops across Europe requested certain hymns to be sung at Christmas. Many composers wanted to write their own carols, but since they were always in Latin, they weren't terribly popular. Then in 1233, St. Francis of Assisi started putting on nativity plays, which included the story of Christ's birth. These were usually all in a language the audience members could understand, so they sang along. Since then, Christmas carols have always put listeners in a cheery holiday spirit. And finally, this morning, since we're learning all these things, why do we hang stockings?
I don't know.
You can thank old Saint Nick for those threats in your Christmas, little fine treats in your Christmas stockings. According to legend, Saint Nicholas heard about a widower who was worried his 3 daughters would never marry because they were poor. He found out where the family lived, snuck down their chimney that night. He saw the girls' socks drying over the fireplace, filled them with gold coins, and disappeared. When the girls got up the next morning, they realized they finally had the dowries to get married.
Interesting.
Wow. We learned a lot today.
Yeah.
All that
Christmas stuff.
Christmas tradition. That's what we wanted today. Christmas traditions. So that's what went on. Some interesting things there. I like that. I like the eggnog thing.
Yeah, I'm just never an eggnog guy.
I like how it came to be, though.
Yeah, true.
You know, they were They at the time, rum was also called grog, so bartenders named the drink egg grog,
right,
and then said, hey, we got to put them in these wooden mugs, so we'll call it eggnog. And then they said, no, let's do eggnog.
They really had nothing going on back then, huh?
Well, you had time to think about those things, yeah. James. Let's think about this.
They really had not a lot going on.
We don't have much going on today, so we're gonna
let's
sit down and
invent a new drink.
We're gonna sit down, have a drink, and think about this for a while,
and then take a nap because we just had a full nog of eggnog.
That's right, eggnog. Yes.
And now I'm tired.
All right. Whatever you do, have an awesome Christmas this holiday season, everyone. We're gonna take a much needed break. Our shared media team. And a reminder to you, if you purchased items in our Christmas auction, get here before 5 o'clock tonight if you have items to pick up at our studios, and pick those up. We're closing our auction out, and we want to make sure that you want to put some of those items under your Christmas tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. Get to our Shared Media studios today before 5 o'clock. Get your items. We'll take care of you. James, you have an awesome day today. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
You too.
And coming up, Fox News, you're listening to KROE Sheridan.